Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Like, if you missed it, you know, at the beginning of our program, we're talking about there's been this tragic terrorist attack in the United Kingdom, right there in front of the Parliament, in several different areas, actually, there, and just cars running over folks, knife-wielding folks. There were shots being fired. We don't know all the details and the context of that. But that's what we're talking about, border security. How secure is our country? And a president that stands up to make it secure is so, so important. So we have our president who signed an executive order, President Trump did, and it says the president's supposed to protect this, actually, in our Constitution.
That's his job to do.
It says in there, protect the borders. And he can choose any class of people he wants to say, right now we don't feel comfortable with you coming. He wrote that executive order, and one court out in the West, just one judge or a couple of judges, they said it wasn't constitutional, which it is. And he put another executive order and a judge in Hawaii stopping it. And these let me tell you what these two or three judges are doing. They're bringing that into our country. That's what they're bringing in. They don't know it. They're blind, or they want to do it. I don't know. But either way, that's what's taking place. When they don't let our president and the ICE, you know, Border Patrol protect our borders, they're saying what's happening in the United Kingdom can happen in America. And believe me, for some strange reason, that's the path that they're going to. But listen, even Saudi Arabia. So the president wants extreme vetting. Extreme vetting, which means we want to know who you are before you come in. If we don't know who you are, you can't come in. That's a fair thing. You think about it. Do you just let anybody come into your house and your front door? You first went, looked at the peephole, cracked the door open a little
bit. Who are you? What's your name? Why are you here?
They don't want that. They're saying, listen, just let anybody come in. They're wanting to destroy our country. That is a destroying spirit. And I know that Rick Joyner talked about, you know, Morningstar Ministries. Yeah. There'll be a destroying spirit that comes across the land. They're destroying their very own stuff.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that take place. But Saudi Arabia, prince spokesperson, he's a prince. In Saudi Arabia is being interviewed on Fox, and he is coming and saying, listen, we tried to stand up and support America, and we put our military out there, and we want to put our money out there, but the former president, President Barack Obama, would not accept their support. They're saying they want to stand militarily and financially with America to end what just took place in the United Kingdom, radical Islamic terrorism. As a matter of fact, let's go there right now.
Iraqi forces are making big gains in the fight against ISIS as commanders announce troops have taken nearly three quarters of West Mosul from the terror group. The U.S. envoy to counter ISIS says that any fighters left inside the city will die there. Brett McGurk making those comments as the coalition announced the group was now completely surrounded. President Trump, as you heard in John's piece, hosted a meeting with one of our strongest allies in the Middle East today. The president met with Saudi Arabia's deputy crown prince at the White House. Joining me now to talk about today's meeting is Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, an advisor to the deputy crown prince of Saudi Arabia and a member of the royal family. Your Highness, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know you weren't in the meeting today, but you've talked about it and heard about it. What can you tell us about the meeting between the deputy crown prince and the president?
Well, Brett, as I understand, it went very well. I think they got along very well personally on a personal level and discussed many important issues. And I think they found agreement on most of those. Prince Mohammed was very keen to come meet President Trump as early as possible to re-emphasize the importance of the relationship between the two countries and to reinvigorate the strategic long-standing partnership that we've had. We've been partners and allies for 50 years. We've worked very well together. Saudi Arabia has been a stable and reliable partner for the United States for that time. And I think Prince Mohammed was keen to make sure that we can move into the 21st century together in a very positive and mutually beneficial way.
As you know, candidate Trump did not shy away from saying what had to be done with Gulf states, especially paying their fair share for protection or going after ISIS, something he reiterated after getting elected. Here he was in December talking about it.
When I look at what's going on in Syria, it's so sad. It's so sad. And we've got to help people. And we have the Gulf states. They have nothing but money. We don't have money. We owe $20 trillion. I will get the Gulf states to give us lots of money, and we'll build and help build safe zones in Syria so people can have a chance.
So what about that? Safe zones in Syria and you all helping to pay the bill?
Yeah, well, I mean, Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, across the region, not just financially, but the Saudi government offered in the Obama administration's time to send its troops into Syria to fight ISIS. That was not met with enthusiasm by the Obama administration. I think that offer remains on the table, and I'm sure we're more than, the Saudi government is more than ready to support the U.S. in eradicating ISIS. But as I said, not just financially, but actually with its own troops and with its own people.
Interesting. So do you think that that plan is getting to fruition, that the Secretary of Defense has kind of worked on, the president talking about it, and is safe zones inside Syria a part of that?
I mean, I don't know if safe zones specifically were discussed today, but I know that Saudi Arabia is very keen that the fight against ISIS doesn't just involve eradicating it today, but making sure that the ground that helps it come to fruition in Syria and in Iraq doesn't exist in the future. So we have to make sure that the people in Syria and the people in Iraq that are liberated from ISIS can live peacefully, can live in harmony. And that, I think, involves, in Syria specifically, protecting them from the Syrian regime and from its Iranian allies.
This is so exciting. I mean, this story was hid for so long. This just happened.
Yeah.
This prince is a representative, and he's speaking on behalf of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the king, he just became king recently because the previous king had passed away. But they're saying, we wanted to support America financially. We wanted to support the removal of ISIS and put our military troops behind that. So while you were out there fighting, you know, as a Marine for us, that, of course, at that time you weren't under that president, mm-hmm. but the fact is, while other Marines were fighting out there, they were holding back that kind of support.
Yeah, they had the resources that they weren't accepting, and it's just,
yeah,
that's a horrible thing, because when we recognize the fact that our sons and daughters are over there,
yes.
and we've got willing parties to say, hey, we're not only going to give you funding, we want to give you military to support and remove this terrorist act, it's just... It's good to recognize that it's now being accepted, and it's
right.
now saying, hey, we receive that invitation.
And it's a Muslim nation. It's a Muslim nation saying, you know, that, as a matter of fact, you know, our president wants extreme vetting. Everybody wants, you want extreme vetting for somebody coming in your house,
yeah.
coming into your business. When you hire somebody, you make them fill out an application. Who are you? Do you have a work history? I mean, it's just normal stuff.
Checking their resources.
And especially when you're coming from another nation and people running around like they just did the United Kingdom, you know, stabbing and hitting people uh-huh. with cars, and reportedly shots being fired, and don't know who shot those shots, but understanding that just tragedy took place, we can't let people that want to hurt American people in. They don't love our values, they don't love our country, then they don't need to be in our country. They need to be somewhere else. But people, let everybody come who wants to honor our values and not harm you and not hurt you. I mean, that's the way it should be. But so, extreme vetting, we have people in the country and media talking about our president saying a negative thing about extreme vetting. Well, Saudi Arabia supports extreme vetting. They say they even do extreme vetting.
Yeah.
And they say it has nothing to do, and they believe the president when he said it has nothing to do about a Muslim ban. This is specifically about radical jihadist terrorism. As a matter of fact, take a look.
As the U.S. deals with... what the president calls extreme vetting and institutes this travel ban of six nations, primarily Muslim nations, that they've said, the administration says, has trouble with their visas over there coming here and is dangerous. You're not on that list, but your thoughts about this and what it means for the U.S.?
Well, the Trump administration has described it as a ban not directed against Muslims. I think the Saudi government takes them at their word. My understanding is Prince Mohammed did discuss the matter with the president today, and President Trump reemphasized the fact that it was not directed at Muslims as a religion, but at countries in which the vetting procedure is just not there to allow for safely understanding who is coming to the U.S. and things like that. And look, Saudi Arabia has very stringent standards to who it allows into its country. So I think we understand completely where the president is coming from in that regard, and as long as he assures us and assures the world that it's not something directed at any one religion, I think it's fair enough for the U.S. to make sure that its security is protected.
That's so important. He's saying very specifically That's what you need to do to be able to protect your country. That's what we do in Saudi Arabia.
We support the fact that he's doing it too.
And you think about it. So you have a prince from Saudi Arabia who is a spokesperson for the king saying, this is what we do in our country. We think it's not what they're saying. It's not a Muslim ban. It's against terrorism that's going on. And we think we support him in this. Which means it's revealing all the lies that many people are saying. It's not true what they're saying. Mm-hmm. You have a president who's saying, I'm for the safety of you, say for our neighbors, and to support our troops, and to seal our borders up, and to be in alliance with people who want to defeat radical jihadist terrorism, even if it's Saudi Arabia.
Well, it really highlights how, you know, when you look at the last 8 years, just like we talked about in a previous program, it's just how far we've gotten away from the original intent of the Constitution, the original intent of what a president was really supposed to walk out his role of supporting the Constitution, supporting our borders. This is normal, but we've gotten so far away from it, we think it's extreme. It's just like, no, that's originally how it was supposed to be done.
Exactly.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.